The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We, the United States, have been and still are the most free nation on earth, and we celebrate that freedom every year. We celebrate our independence from England. We want to remember the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and it has been and still is a great blessing to have been the most free nation on earth. We have a constitution that has preserved our freedom. Our founding fathers were very wise and courageous men, and also God-fearing men, because they founded the Constitution on biblical principles. And it would not surprise me that they didn't actually give some thought as to using the Ten Commandments as our Constitution. And we should be very thankful that this nation and our Constitution was founded on biblical principles. John Adams said, "Our Constitution would only work for a religious and moral people." And it worked very well for almost 200 years. But it hasn't worked as well as it should for some 40 to 50 years. Now, why is that? I'm sure that you and most Americans have noticed a big change in the morals and principles of America. We have noticed our work ethics have changed as well. Doesn't it seem many are out to get instead of serving, helping, and giving? Don't more people have their hand out expecting the government to give, give, give? Are we losing that independent and responsible attitude to take care of self and those we are responsible for? That spirit was so prevalent for almost 200 years, and that played a big and a major part in making and keeping our nation free. It has been said that our nation could and would survive in its greatness until we discovered we could vote ourselves a public treasury. How close are we to that right now? The more we depend on government, the less freedom we have. We would be pretty naive not to see that. And I can tell you, my friends, the farther we drift from God and go astray from God and His law, the less freedom we have. Have you noticed that confusion is on the increase? That everything that we look at or try to do seems to be getting more complicated and confused? Who trusts who anymore? Well, who is behind the loss of freedom? Who is responsible for all the complication and confusion? Who wants it to be that way? And why? Well, there is someone out there with many demons persuading and enticing mankind to travel a path of confusion and complication. The way of Get has a big part in producing all the evils that we have in this world. The way of Get is the way Satan and his demons live, and they have deceived mankind into thinking that is the best way to live your life. That mindset isn't concerned about anyone else and will cause you to do all kinds of evil to get your way and what you want for self. That mindset doesn't produce peace and well-being in a family, a community, a nation, or a world. Rebelling against laws and authority, and especially against the laws of God, ignoring God's authority in your life of obedience to His laws and His way of give and love, His way of concern for your neighbor and fellow man, God's way doesn't produce confusion and complication, fear, worry, and frustration, or even competition or loss of freedom. Well, whose way produces all the evils that we see, such as divorce, live-in, sickness, disease, rebellious kids, jails, prisons, unhappy marriages, financial problems, confusion in government and in religion, abortion, and many other evils that we can name that we have, fights and wars and so on? You probably know that it is Satan and his way, because he is the chief rebel against God's way, and he has swayed and enticed and deceived man into following him, and we see the results of doing so. Will we ever wake up? Maybe we should ask ourselves, will we ever wake up? Notice what Christ had to say in John 8, beginning in verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." My friends, you know, we walk in darkness today. We aren't living in the light of God's Word. We're living in the darkness of Satan's world and Satan's way. If we as an individual or a nation or a world would follow Christ, His way of give, serve, love, and obedience to God, living by the law of God, then we wouldn't be living in confusion and loss of freedom. Notice verse 23 going on here in John 8. And He said to them, "You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world." Now, Christ is leading up to something here, that he's going to tell the Jewish religious leaders of his day. Keep listening, and we'll get right into that just in a minute or so. Christ was telling them that he didn't have the mindset or the attitude of the world. Verse 24, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." And believing that he is Christ means more than just believing that he came. It means to obey, as it goes on to bring out in later verses here of this chapter. Yes, you have to believe on and in Christ, but you also have to obey his word, because there's no other way to know God's word without obeying it. Now notice verses 29 through 47 of John 8. "And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I am always doing those things that please him." Now notice that. Christ said he always does those things that pleases God the Father. Now, can you and I say that? Do we always do things that please God? Or are we always trying to please self? I don't think that's too hard for us to figure out, is it? In most cases. Verse 30. "As he spoke these words, many believed in him." Notice that, my friends. Christ was speaking to religious leaders of his day. In verse 30 here. "As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Now, if you want to be a disciple of God, a disciple of Jesus Christ, then you must abide in his word. And that means to obey his word. That means to live by his word. That means to keep his law. That means to keep the Sabbath, because that's one of the laws. Verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Yes, it isn't any wonder, my friend, that we are losing freedom as we are, that we have been losing freedom for the last 40 to 50 years, because we have drifted further and further from God's truth, from God's law, from God's word. And Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That is the only way that you're going to know the truth, is by obeying God. And that's the only way that you are going to have true freedom, is living in law. There's freedom in law. There's no freedom out of law. Freedom is in law, in God's law. Verse 33, "They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Now, these people didn't realize that they were slaves to sin, that they were slaves to Satan and his way. Do you and I realize that today? Do we realize that this whole world is held captive by Satan, that we're slaves to Satan and his ways, that we are slaves to sin, and sin is what has eroded our freedom and brought all of the evils upon us? Verse 34, "Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." Christ makes it very plain, doesn't it? If you live that type of life, ignoring God's law, ignoring God's way, his manual book that he gave us to live by, that brings us freedom and peace and joy, health and happiness, says you are a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Christ is telling us that there's coming a time when you are going to die unless you repent and change your way. And if you repent and change your way, and you follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, obey God, then you're going to live forever. Verse 36, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Yes, you're made free through Christ, through his sacrifice, and by his life as well, living his way. Verse 37, "I know that you are Abraham's descendants." Christ was speaking in a physical term here. "But you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you." Well, Christ made it very plain, didn't he? He said, "My word has no place in you." Well, maybe you should ask yourself, does Christ's word have a place in you? Or do you want to go on living by tradition and doing the things that you want to do? Now, you should ask yourself that question, my friend. Verse 38, "I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your Father." As I said earlier, Christ is leading up to something here, and he's getting closer to telling those people who their Father really is. "They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Now he's speaking, if you are Abraham's children through Christ, as it's brought out in the book of Galatians here, spiritual children, said you would do the works of Abraham's. And we've made programs on the works of Abraham's. And part of his work was obeying God to the T. Verse 40. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. Christ was telling them a lot of things that Abraham had never spoken. They didn't believe him. Do people believe people who speak the truth today? Aren't we so used to being deceived and lied to that we are afraid of the truth? We are almost afraid to listen to the truth today. Verse 41, you do the deeds of your father. They said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Now here they were accusing Christ of being born from a woman that had never been married, and said, we weren't born of fornication. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Now notice verse 33. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. Why weren't they able to listen to his word? Because they didn't want to change their life. Do we want to change our life today and live by God's word? You are of your father, the devil. Now, if we don't want to change our life and live by God's word, Christ makes it very plain. And he told the Jews of his day, religious leaders of his day, you are of your father, the devil, and the desire of your father you want to do. Yes, they wanted to do that. Do we do that today? Are we that way today? He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Well, it pretty well describes the world that we live in, doesn't it? A world where there's no peace, where people are out to murder, where people are out to lie and cheat and connive and get in any way that they can. Christ goes on here in verse 44, but because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Well, I ask again, do you believe anyone when they're speaking the truth today? Are you believing me now as I speak? I am speaking the truth to you, my friends, and you need to perk up your ears and listen. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word. Makes it very plain. Yes, if you are of God, you will hear God's word and you will live his word. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Well, I see my time is just about up. We'll pick this up in a future program. But in the meantime, if you would like our free booklets and literature and our Bible correspondence course, which you need, and our tapes and CDs of this program, then call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, and request to be enrolled in our Bible correspondence course and request our articles. What do you expect from God? And what do you mean, repent? Or you can email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. That's thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. On the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, this is Pete Hornbuckle saying thanks for joining us today on the Way It Ought to Be program. And we invite you to keep listening on this station and several others and continue to request our free literature, tapes, and CDs.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.